And good afternoon, all. We would like to welcome you to this meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is March the 31st of 2025, and it is 2 p.m. We will begin by calling roll. If our council members would please answer by saying here. Joe DelVecchio? Sila Miller? Beth Meyer?
Here.
Paul Vixney, I know you're here. Allison Klein is excused today.
I'm here.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
This is Allison, I'm here. I can't log in for some reason, but I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you, Allison. Stan DiAranzetta?
Here.
And Darlene Crow?
I'm here.
And let's try Sila Miller or Joe DelVecchio one more time. We do have a quorum. We can move forward with our meeting. I'm Arlita Peters, and I'm going to help facilitate your meeting today. On the line, we also have Mo Madani, Chip Sellers, Justin Vogel, Sabrina Evans, and Jim Hammers, who represent the staff. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized or anyone that represents the properties to be discussed today?
Brad Chippen.
Are you representing a property, Brad?
No.
Thank you.
Larry Schneider.
Hello. Larry, are you representing a property today?
Yes, we are.
Which one?
Item number 5, Grow Healthy.
Okay.
And Stephen Salem.
S-A-L-E-M, Stephen?
Yes.
And which property do you represent?
2746 Park Street in Jacksonville, Florida.
Item number 1. Thank you. Anyone else that would like to be recognized or representing a property?
Yes. Oresti Lopez, O-R-E-S-T-E-S, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, representing 1820 of West 3rd Avenue.
That's item number 4. Okay. And anyone else that would like to be recognized today?
This is Joe DelVecchio.
Hi, Joe. And Sila Miller, have you joined the line? Not yet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I would like to remind you all that any background noise is picked up by the teleconference, so be mindful of that. If it is not your opportunity to speak, keep your phones muted. Council members, as long as it's not an interruption, you can stay unmuted if that's easier for you. We've had our roll call and identified staff, so we'd like to approve the agenda as posted if there are no recommended changes. Need a motion and a second.
I apologize.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Next, we'd like to review and approve the previous minutes of January 30th of 2025 if there are no recommendations for changes or corrections. Need a motion and a second, Council.
I probably move that we approve the minutes.
Beth Meyer, I'll second.
Thank you, Beth. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as posted. Please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
I think we had a delayed aye for approval. Mr. Madani, would you like to give us the commission's actions of February the 2025 for the waiver applications?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mo Madani. The action of the commission was similar to your action on waiver 690. So that's the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Our first item to review today is item number 12746 Park Street LLC, waiver number 692. Mr. Sellers, you have the staff analysis.
The issue is vertical accessibility of the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress and plan review. Compliance estimate amount spent on accessible features is $43,000. The project construction cost and construction over the past 3 years is $13,950 with a 308% economic threshold. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an office with 2,752 square feet. The first floor is currently occupied by an antique store, and the second floor will be used as office space. The proposed alteration will consist of replacing the exterior stairs and landing. The project estimated construction cost is $13,950 for the alteration. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $43,000 and $43,812 for a lift. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. And Mr. Salem, you're representing the property. Do you have any additional comments that you'd like to make?
No, that summarizes it. The only thing I might add is it's an older property. It was built in 1922, formerly residential, converted to commercial decades ago. And it's in a historical district, but that's obviously not the, I didn't check that box as part of this application, but those are also part of the circumstances of the property.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. Do we have any comments from the public or any clarifying questions from council members? Hearing none, council, it's back to you for discussion and or motion.
Recommend that a motion be put on the floor for requesting the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of an economic hardship.
I second that motion.
Thank you. Council members, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant the waiver based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion stands. Next, we have item number 2. ICO Clay Hill, waiver number 697. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. Project type is new construction. Project progress under construction. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a new shingle manufacturing plant with a floor area of 265,000 square feet. A large majority of the proposed project is dedicated to industrial processes. These processes include asphalt coating, granular distribution, shingle processing, and storage. The overall manufacturing facility will be carried out on the first floor, and the second floor will be used as an office. The project estimated construction cost is $150 million. The engineer for the project stated that vertical accessibility in the manufacturing plant is unnecessary and unreasonable. The ground floor of the manufacturing building is in full compliance with the federal ADA and Florida Accessibility Code. By design, the upper structures of the industrial building are heavily restricted for safety and security purposes and accessible solely by ICAO's employees to operate and repair automated machinery, inspection and control product quality, and provides local operator and maintenance personnel service areas for toilet facilities, showers, uniforms, breaks, training, etc. Being a manufacturing facility producing products weighing 70 plus pounds, significant physical dexterity is required for these personnel, including lifting, climbing, equipment structures, and accessing confined spaces. The applicant alleges the hardship is caused by a condition or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. Staff recommends denying the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility, since the project in question is new construction.
Thank you. Do we have anyone on the line that represents this property that would like to make any additional comments? Hearing none, council members, any clarifying questions, or would you like to move into discussion and a motion?
Yes, this is Joe D'Annunzio.
Yes, sir.
I heard someone. Okay, I want to make a motion that we inform the Florida State Building Commission that this is absolutely denied, seeing that it's new construction. Thank you.
This is Darlene, and I second it.
Thank you. Any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The motion stands. Item number three, tenant separation, first and second floor for 1112 Southeast 9th Lane, waiver number 714. Mr. Sellers.
Issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor, project type, alteration to an existing building or facility, project progress and plan review. Compliance estimate amount spent on accessible features is $66,550. Project construction cost and construction over the past 3 years is $2,300. With an economic threshold of 2,893%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a multi-tenant metal office / warehouse building with 9,800 square feet. The existing building consists of four total units, with one of the units, Unit A, consisting of two floors. The applicant is proposing to separate Unit A into two smaller 1,250 square feet units, Unit A1 on the first floor and Unit A2 on the second floor. The proposed alteration will consist of closing off the interior staircase between Unit A1 and Unit A2. The project cost is $2,300 for the alteration. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $66,550 and $120,000 for an elevator. Applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have anyone on the line who represents this property with additional comments? Hearing none, anyone from the public with questions or comments? Council members, back to you for discussion and or motion.
This is Darlene. I move to accept waiver for vertical acceptability on the basis of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second to grant based on the economic hardship that was listed. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion stands. We're now on item number four, alterations and legalization of 1850, for number 708. Mr. Sellers, your analysis.
The issue is vertical accessibility of the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is in plan review. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $122,318 plus $25,580 with a total of $147,898. Project construction costs and construction over the past 3 years is $173,200 with an economic threshold of 85%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a mixed-use building with 6,709 square feet. According to the applicant, the building consists of a ground floor designated for commercial use with two units, which has already undergone an extensive remodeling in the past 3 years at a cost of $114,705. The second floor, which is designated for office and residential use, is currently undergoing interior alterations. The proposed alteration will consist of reconfiguring the existing office restroom for ADA compliance and creating two full kitchens and bedrooms. The project cost is $173,200 for the alteration, with $25,580 towards accessibility. Applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $183,500 for elevator and $122,318 for a lift. Applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Mr. Lopez, do you have any additional comments?
No, I think staff has done a great job on explaining what we put forth.
Thank you. Anyone from the public with additional comments or questions? Hearing none, council members, back to you for a discussion and or motion.
This is Joe DelVecchio. I'd like to make a motion that we grant the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll decline. I'll second it.
I think Paul got in just ahead of you, Ms. Klein.
No worries.
No further discussion. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion stands. And next we have item number five, Grow Healthy Dispensary, waiver 706. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility of the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is under design. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $42,122 plus $98,379 with a total of $140,501. Project construction costs and construction over the past 3 years is $257,394 with an economic threshold of 55%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an office building with 3,748 square feet. The applicant is proposing to convert the building from an office building to mercantile function and medical cannabis distribution products. The proposed alteration will consist of interior door and framing relocation, wall partitions, infill of retail and office space areas, along with windows and upgrade of the toilet rooms for accessibility compliance. Project cost is $257,394 for the alteration, with $98,379 towards accessibility. The $332 for a lift. Applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Mr. Schneider, you're representing this property today?
Yes, that is correct. We support the recommendation of staff. We do have a PowerPoint presentation to show the committee. However, in the spirit of cooperation, most of the items have been covered. The important thing that we'd like to call to attention on this property in reviewing what we submitted is this is an existing two-story facility based upon the site. It was built in the 50s, and access to the merchandise will be fully accessible on floor one, where the accessible parking is and will be provided. So access for accessibility is totally available for a person with a disability to provide, to access services in this facility. If the council has any questions, be happy to answer those, and or we could even show part of our PowerPoint. But I believe everything has been covered by Mr. Sellers. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional comments or questions from the public? Any clarifying questions from the council? Hearing none, council members, back to you for discussion and or motion.
Yes, this is Joe Lavecchio. I'd like to make a motion. Go ahead.
This is Darlene. I move to grant the access vertical accessibility based on economic hardship. Sorry.
Thank you, Darlene. And Mr. Delvecchio, you would like to second that motion?
I would. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion is granted. Do we have any other council business to bring forth today? Hearing none, any comments or questions from the public? And your silence, I take that as ready to adjourn this meeting. It is 2:23, and we hope that you have a great day. Thank you for your participation today.
Thank you.
Very good. Bye.